All of this blood chic was retailed in Norman Mailer's White Negro, which fetishized black crime as hip, cool, and revolutionary. The New Left not only bought this line, they sold it. A poll found 20% of American students identified with Che Guevara, beating out Nixon, 19%, Humphrey, 16%, and Wallace, 7%. Madness, cruelty, and totalitarianism were in. Thugs and criminals were heroes, while champions of the rule of law were suddenly fascists. Almost from the outset, this logic poisoned the civil rights movement's early triumphs. At Cornell, most of the black students were admitted on what we today call affirmative action, with lower-than-average SAT scores. Particularly revealing is the fact that many of the gun-toting revolutionaries were recruited to the school precisely because they fit Mailer's stereotype of the noble ghetto youth, the authentic Negro, and as such were given preference over other blacks with higher scores and better qualifications because more qualified blacks were too white. By the end of the decade, the civil rights movement had for all intents and purposes become a black power movement. And black power, with its clenched fists, Afro-pagan mythology, celebration of violence, emphasis on racial pride, and disdain for liberalism, was arguably America's most authentic indigenous fascism. Stokely Carmichael, at one time the prime minister of the Black Panther Party, himself defined black power, a term he originated, as a movement that will smash everything Western civilization has created. Carmichael shared Hitler's dream of building a folkish, racial state upon the ashes of the old order. Indeed, when one reads the racial indoctrination taught to the children of Nazi Germany, it's difficult to see the difference between Carmichael's black pride and Hitler's German pride. What is the first commandment of every national socialist? Asked the Nazi catechism. Love Germany above all else, and your ethnic comrade as yourself. The connections between black nationalism and Nazism, fascism, and other supposedly right-wing racist groups aren't merely theoretical or recent. Marcus Garvey, the founder of the Back to Africa movement, admitted in 1922 that his ideology was perfectly simpatico with Mussolini's. We were the first fascists, he declared. Indeed, his rhetoric was often eerily consonant with German fascism. Up you, mighty race, accomplish what you will. Africa for the Africans, at home and abroad, and so forth. In the 1960s, Elijah Muhammad, the head of the Nation of Islam, formed a cordial relationship with George Lincoln Rockwell, the head of the American Nazi Party. Rockwell was even invited to speak at the Nation of Islam National Convention in 1962, at which he praised Elijah Muhammad as the black Adolf Hitler. On January 28, 1961, Muhammad sent Malcolm X to Atlanta to negotiate an agreement with the Ku Klux Klan, whereby the Klan would support a separate black state.